I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, legendary blues harmonica player Phil Wiggins tells us what's playing in his ear. But first, LeBron James. No one can deny LeBron James is a rare talent. At 6'8", 250 pounds, and with a chess player's cold logic on the court, he has the rare combination of size, speed, skill, and focus that make him one of the greatest basketball players alive today. But skills are not all you need to get to the top and stay there. So often the sports pages are filled with stories not just of great exploits on the playing field, but dumb decisions off it. Decisions that are often aided and abetted by a star player's coterie of low-life friends and associates. But does it have to be that way? A new documentary, More Than a Game, tracks the remarkable relationship between the superstar LeBron James and the band of brothers that came together on their high school basketball team. Tomorrow, we'll bring you our conversation with LeBron James, three of his closest friends and former teammates, and his high school coach, Drew Joyce. But today, the director of the film, Christopher Bellman. A native of Akron, Ohio, Chris was studying film in Los Angeles when he returned home to shoot a 10-minute short as a school assignment. I started by asking what gave him the idea to make this film about one of his hometown high school basketball teams.
Well, yeah, like you said, I was in Los Angeles at the time at Loyola Marymount University, and I was originally from Akron. So I had only been in L.A. a couple months at this point. I transferred out, so I was a junior in college. And honestly, a lot of my classmates and my new friends in L.A. really gave me a hard time from being from Ohio and being from the Midwest. So they all assumed I was an expert at milking cows. You know, they thought I lived in an Amish community, and they thought, you know, I'm serious. Like, they asked me what it was like living in the movie Witness. You know what I mean? They compared me to the movie Witness. So it was all good natured, of course, but I felt semi-compelled to show them a little bit of where I was from. And so I had also simultaneously signed up for this class, Introduction to Documentary Production. And I decided to kind of kill two birds with one stone. I was kind of resolved to go back to my hometown and tell a story from my hometown. So really, that was a driving force. It was kind of, I guess, being mocked by some of my friends was the initial driving force. And a lot of that ties into the film, the pride of being from where I come. I've recently come to grips with this. When you move away from where you grew up, I think you tend to have even more pride of where you came from.
But why did you pick this team?
Honestly, I had read an article that four of these boys had played together before entering St. Vincent St. Mary. And to me, that was really interesting. To me, the fact that these boys didn't choose an obvious school. St. Vincent St. Mary was a primarily white school, was a Catholic school. And, you know, the background some of these boys came from, I just kind of figured that was an interesting decision. They're having some success in high school. This LeBron guy is definitely having huge success, but I was interested in the idea of these guys going to school together.
Just to bring people up to date on this who haven't yet seen the film, is that they were playing in kind of a community league, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they, at that point, they were the Fabulous Four, mm-hmm. and they had been friends for years, very, very tight, and they decided they wanted to go to school as a package, and there was under some pressure. They're African-American kids. Do they stay in the community and go to the powerhouse, kind of the black school, so to speak, or do they go to St. Vincent St. Mary?
Yeah.
And that was not an easy decision.
There's a lot of pressure. It's one of those situations as a filmmaker you wish you were with Coach Drew when he was getting some of that flack from the community. Obviously, I didn't know them when they were in eighth grade, so I wasn't around them at that point. But in talking to them, they had a lot of scrutiny. They were going to go to Akron Buchtel, which was a predominantly black powerhouse basketball team. It was the obvious decision. It was pretty much where they were going. And Drew, the coach's son, who at that time was only about 4'10", as LeBron says, on a good day, it became obvious that the coaches weren't going to give him a fair shot. And the boys had a pact at that point. They were best friends for life. They were going to high school together. So as soon as little Drew said, "I'm not going there," all the guys said, "All right, well, we're following you to where you're going." And he chose St. Vincent St. Mary because the coach there he had developed a relationship with, he knew would give him a shot despite the fact that he was pretty short for his age.
He was short for his age.
He was, yeah. Okay. He's all grown up now, but he was definitely short back then.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll have a picture on our website so you can see that he's definitely grown up, but he was short. So what made you stick with the project, even if you did your 10-minute short? Did you have a sense that this story was going to have legs or that LeBron James was going to become this phenomenon?
You know,
did you just like the kids?
It was kind of a combination, I guess. Not so much the LeBron factor. He was growing and growing and becoming so powerful. But to me, what those boys were doing was just so unique to me. One, they were dominating on the basketball court. You know, and the fact that they were doing it together and they were staying friends and there were no egos and jealousies getting in the way, to me that was special. I was also really drawn to the friendship. And I thought that what they were doing broke a lot of stereotypes. these males, 16 years old, who aren't afraid to tell each other their feelings or show their emotion for one another. I think males in general stereotypically don't express that kind of emotion. And Willie, one of the characters, Willie's sister told me once, she said, males in general don't do this, you know, and African-American males specifically are probably even worse about this kind of thing, you know, showing emotion to one another. So these boys are very special. There are a lot of people latching onto the LeBron angle, but no one else was going to tell the story of these boys and this coach. And to me, it had to be told. It was the most fascinating thing to me.
I wanted to ask you about that. Is the story you set out to tell the story you actually wound up telling?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel the most proud of that because I was given this unbelievable opportunity when a lot of people were trying to get into the high school and kind of surround themselves with LeBron and they were kind of rejected. I was given this opportunity because I sat down and I said, this is a story I want to tell. And 8 years later, through a whirlwind of a journey and all these things, and after a while, financiers come in and, you know, it becomes a legitimate production, all those things. The story still ended up exactly how I set out to do it. You know, I don't know. It was never really an idea to do anything other than that.
If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with filmmaker Christopher Bellman. He made the new documentary, More Than a Game. It's about a powerhouse high school basketball team from Akron, Ohio. LeBron James is in it, too.
Nice little add-in.
You know, this film touches on a number of things that are really big issues in sports today. One is we think of kids' sports now as being so crazy. I mean, there are people scouting 11 and 12-year-olds. But your film makes the point that there are actually two sort of sports worlds. There's the haves and the have-nots. And that you also make the point when these kids started out, they were still doing car washes to raise money to travel. And I'm just wondering, what do you think about that? Is that part of the story, too, that it's almost like this world that's in hyperspeed and everybody else is still in the horse and buggies? Or I don't know. I'm not sure what conclusion to draw from that. But
you know, I think it's important for the audience to see it and kind of raise questions in their own head. You know, to me, there was a certain charm from this group of boys that were from this small town that went out, did the car washes, like you said. They went door to door and sold duct tape, as Coach says in the film, which is, it always makes me chuckle. But, you know, there's these boys and they were in it for the purity. They were doing it for the love of the game. They wanted to go out and make a trip down to Florida, which they didn't have the money to do. So they go out and they, you know, it's a complete grassroots campaign to get them where they want to go. And so to me, yeah, there's absolutely a charm to that. And the flip side of that is all of a sudden they're juniors in high school and they're being flown places and they're, you know, being put up in hotels, and you kind of see the opposite spectrum of that. And as the film shows, that kind of catches up to them and they have to go back to their roots, their final year together. So, you know, I think it's important for people to see someone like LeBron James, who right now is in a basketball world that, you know, he'll freely admit is a business. He still loves the game, but the NBA is a business. And, you know, there's still elements of that that he can draw to and go back to and reflect on that are the reason he's where he's at today.
It's a fun movie, and I think people are going to draw different things from it depending on, you know, who they are. But one of the things that the film shows is, on the one hand, you know, the tremendous pressure we're putting on these young kids, the tremendous scrutiny to these student athletes, I mean, who really are kids. On the other hand, tremendous opportunity. I mean, I'm not sure a lot of people remember that LeBron had a tough go early on. He was moved from pillar to post. He actually lived with Coach Drew's family for a time. He lived with another coach earlier. Sports really has been his way out. And so I wanted to ask if this film changed the way you think about sports.
You know, it absolutely has. And I think I'm hoping it changes the way a lot of people view sports, because these days you see there's just so much negative media surrounding professional athletes or sports in general, whether it's kids that are pressured too much or professional athletes making mistakes that influence their family and things like that. But what this film really kind of showed, and Coach Drew says it from the beginning, the very first line of the film, you know, he says that basketball is a vehicle. You know, use it to get things that you might not get in other ways in life. And for some of those guys, it was to get a college education. Some of those guys, they're the first in their families to go to college. And, you know, they understand the importance of that, education first, but they use basketball to get there. LeBron is in the NBA now. Of course, he's a professional and he's doing his thing. But, you know, I think there absolutely are so many lessons that can be learned from sports and so many different positive things that don't necessarily get the spotlight on and the attention. And that's what this film was trying to show.
On the other hand, though, there are a lot of people who think that we are just way too invested in sports, particularly among, let's just say it, among African Americans, mm-hmm. and increasingly among Latinos who are looking for a way out because of the number of Latinos who are dominant in baseball, yeah. for example. And there are a lot of people worry about that. They say, you know, is it, and I wonder if you think about that, whether is this yet another sort of, because most kids are not going to make it. Most people are not going to be LeBron James. Mm-hmm. I mean, even, you know, the four, original Fab Four, are playing professionally overseas.
Yeah.
But I don't know what your thoughts are about that.
Well, you know, it's interesting because it's definitely something you think about. Do people see this and think, well, geez, you know, all these kids want to go to the NBA or, you know, basketball is the dream. It's what they want to do. And I think early on, that is the case for a lot of kids and probably a lot of African-American athletes, you know, professional being the highest level. As kids mature and if they have the right guidance, they're surrounded by the right people. In this film, in this instance, Coach Drew is that mentor. Coach Drew used to tell them all the time, only one of you is probably going to end up getting paid to do this. The rest of you need to figure out how to use this to get to college so that you can coach, so that you can help others, so that you can do these things. So, you know, that's definitely something that happens in a lot of people's minds, I think. But as they get older and mature, if they're surrounded by the right people, then, you know, they can kind of transition that into other successful avenues in life.
I wanted to ask you, what's this phrase? It's kind of a male weepy in a sense, because it's like, the idea of, oh my, you know, you're on the verge of the big game and are you going to make it? You're not going to make it now. There's some drama in this film. And I have to ask you, did you feel bad when things didn't go their way? Or did part of you go, you know, this is really great for my film?
You know, this is where you feel where I felt so conflicted as a person, because absolutely, there are moments LeBron James suspended. And at this point, I've spent a lot of time with the guy. The personal side of me does feel bad because I've earned his trust. There's a mutual respect and, you know. And then the flip side of me is making the film. You have to walk that line. And right away, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is awesome for the movie. You know what I mean? So you definitely...
But you felt bad about it.
I definitely felt bad about it. But you have to, you know, you have to put it in the film. And a lot of those downs, they ended up turning into ups. And it just made for a better film. Absolutely.
You know, in a way, you grew up with those guys too. I mean, you were, you know, in college when you started there in high school. So you're older. But in a way, you grew up in your profession in the same way that they were growing up.
Absolutely.
In theirs and what has become theirs.
There's, you know, there's a large parallel, I think, between kind of my personal story and what those boys went through. And it speaks to the greater theme of the film. The greater theme of the film being, you know, never be afraid to chase your dream. At any age, those boys had a dream from the time they were in fourth grade and accomplished it their last game together as seniors in high school. Coach Drew had a dream that he didn't even start chasing until later in his life. You know, he's in his 40s, he starts chasing his dream. That's an amazing message. For me personally, this film was me chasing my dream. And, you know, I stayed with it for 8 years, and a couple of those years were really bad because, you know, I didn't really know how to get things going. I didn't know how to get the financing. There were some really down moments, and someone like Coach Drew was actually a pretty big mentor to me. He'd say, Chris, you know, just stay the course. You've been doing it right so far. Keep at it. You know, eventually it's going to happen the way it needs to happen. And those kind of things meant the world to me. And I, you know, and my dreams kind of came true along with theirs, which is, you know, I guess it's just part of the story.
And also part of the story now is that LeBron James is actually putting a lot of effort into promoting this film. Yes. And I'm just wondering why. Not that he shouldn't, but I'm just wondering why. It's a documentary. It's not like it's not a sneaker.
You know, honestly, to him, it's those four guys that are in the film with him. To this day, they're still best friends. I'm not just saying that, but they are. You know, I go home to Akron. I go by one of their houses to say hello, and all of them are there. You know, they're playing cards. Their video games are making fun of each other. It's like nothing's changed. And we premiered the Toronto Film Festival last September. And like a couple of days later, me and a couple other people got an email from LeBron. And he just said, I need every kid in the country to see this movie. I believe in the message. I feel like kids need to see this and be inspired. And if we have to take it city to city, that's what we're going to do. And we're like, okay, I wonder if he means it. And next thing you know, we're starting to get a list of cities that we're coming to. I mean, it's incredible. He really believes in the message. And the second part of that is I think he loves traveling with those guys. He does so much press on a daily basis. It's his life. It's, you know, it's probably become a job to him. But when he's doing it with those guys, it's not a job anymore. I think he likes seeing them go through what he goes through on a daily basis. And it just makes it so fun for him.
What's next for you?
You know what? I'm reading a lot of scripts right now. I definitely do want to do another documentary at some point. I fell in love with the genre. I have such a respect for it. But I kind of want to try something completely different. So I'm looking at narrative options. And I don't anticipate my next film will take that long. But I want to be on something that if it does take that long, I'm all for it, you know, because I would have been on this one for 15 if that's what it took. I loved being a part of that journey. So, you know, we'll see. A couple months, maybe I'll pick something. But, you know, it'll definitely be in the near future.
Christopher Bellman, his new film is called More Than a Game. It's a documentary that tells a year in the life of the Fabulous Five at St. Vincent St. Mary High School basketball team in Akron, Ohio.
That's right.
Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me. It was wonderful.